you have a photo?
Yes, sir. You see the white house which, huh?
Yes, sir.
The name is on it. Now that is exactly the line that needs to get out, that nobody here has really written in such precise terms. It hasn't been said from our office here, but I understand why they can't just do such a study on that. But if this thing, or the surgery, I mean, let, every day we can be done without having done the white house, could Bush do it?
Please.
Yes.
Give me that straight. This ran, you know, in the papers here. This on the express of the court, I.
If, but, why not get every member, every Republican on the hill? Every member. Now, you can't have a mail by, Bush every member, mail it to our loyal Democrats and every Republican. They're not going to.
I just had a talk with Bizarre about this, and
he feels that Dean could possibly go on next week, which is just perfect as far as I'm concerned, and he agrees with that.
He's granted, for the time.
Yes, sir.
But that's not, that's usually going to be not, did he go into the...
No,
that's not going to be...
Well, it's usually going to be, in other words, as I understand it...
Not the total.
Is that anything that he says before the committee cannot be used against him in the court.
Yeah.
But anything up to this point that they have as evidence can be used against him. Now, we're doing a couple, and Bazaar is doing this, indirect contact with Brooke and Goldwater to attack on this immunity thing, and also some indirect approaches to columnists through a fellow that Bazaar has to work with the Wilson from Kilpatrick and others, attacking Dean's credibility and his immunity questions. That's right.
And if it's better, you're sure you've got a right to call him.
That's what Fred has.
Well, there's inevitable that it's really an immunity.
Oh, that's not a surprise at all.
I don't have any question about the question of whether you're using the immunity. You've got to be very careful, though. So, that makes it grabbing on Bridger right there. He doesn't get it, it's only on the minutes that he testifies up there.
The Dean letters did a pretty good play. The prosecutor's letter was very damaging. I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
Dean's on very funny loose.
I did, I saw that.
It was the first real
crack
at Dean. I'm told by those who saw it, did not play well in his behalf. The prosecutor's making no statements now. From the Collins standpoint, Agnes made a good play. You were meeting with Kissinger yesterday, made a good play. I think she's on the front page of the Post.
Right.
And, but that was also put together on Newsplay. Broder had an interesting column this morning, which states very clearly those who are moving away from the president, those politicians, not moving away from the president, but not supporting the president, are the ones who probably, without Broder drawing a conclusion, are going to be the losers, whereas those smart public figures and politicians who have supported the president are in the long run going to be the ones so it's going to be a tough battle out there, but he said, you know, he analyzes the way that shapes up and feels that those who are smart enough now to look at this as only a slight aberration in the...
It's not a slight
aberration.
These guys have got to decide they're going to allow the acquisition.
Well, anyway, that's Bashian's op-ed piece in the New York Times was interesting too, where he talks about the reign of Charles II in England when his court was, because of the Catholic problem, had a lot of difficulties, and points out that he made it very clear that he would not be intimidated, he would not be back away, and he would continue to lead, and the result of that was restoration of calm, and he is chiefly, therefore, remembered for an era of peace, stability, and prosperity, simply because he did not allow his adversaries to intimidate him, to drive him away, to destroy him, which was their attempt. So that's an interesting
point. Well, I'm expressing, I want you to read carefully, because it really, it is Angus, he gets to the heart of it better than any of our own staff, better than you can, anybody else has gotten to it, but I want the staff, I want to circulate every member again, every member of the staff. And, you know, it's a very important reading.
morning on CBS Mountain News, talking about the basic law of strength of president, leadership, the achievements of the past 4.5 years.
Some of our people now are saying things, and also the other thing is just probably having the same things in play.
And makes a good positive impression. So, under some very tough questions, came back very fortunate.
Good for Colorado. I was very impressed. I was very impressed by
She made one key point. They asked, well, how could the president not be aware of this? And I answered, thank God he was occupied with other things during this period, because it was because of the preoccupied position that we no longer have a war in Vietnam. We have a prisoner's home. We no longer have a draft. We moved further for peace and all that stuff. She came back to
us. That's what happened to me. I'm sure it happens to be true. If we don't get the cross examination, which people will see, then did was to have various, and they all line them up now. Everybody, and this is a big team, it's got to go operate. Morgan, out of the cabin, Bus, out of the cabin, Goldwater, of course, Scott, Ford, if we get one liberal, it would be great. Harlow Cook, John Sass, he said, it was our choice of listing, but, the tax, Eddie Ager, I'm sure it was.
Pointing out that the Cox team,
this group of new frontiersmen, which is not a bad thing to say again for the appropriate time, if that's needed.
Yeah, the Inland Express team makes it like all over Europe, riding, talking against the president, he's sitting well in the heck. That's got to stir up some of our concerns. So it is either sort of like a political doctrine, exactly, or part of the political wishes.
Tempting of courage.
You got a brief today?
No. I'm going to be here. Today, the rest of the week, to the degree I can, getting the communications thing shaped up, so organize and get them moving.
Jerry, I think you can.
Sure. And I'm going to get some people in and talk to them about the way we should proceed. Get the organization in place. So the type of thing for talking about can be done automatically more.
Sure.